Welcome to the Daily Dad Podcast, where we provide one lesson every single day to help you with your most important job, being a parent. I'm Ryan Holiday, and I draw these lessons from ancient philosophy, modern psychology, practical wisdom, and insights from parents just like you all over the world. Thank you for listening, and we hope this helps. It's funny, when my kids run based on some cartoon or something they watch, they put their arms behind them. They like stick them out, not like out to the side, like behind them, even though I try to tell them that, you know, you're faster swinging your arms. But the point is, every kid wants to go Mach speed, and that's what Hoka thinks too. Delivering the same snappy ride as their adult style, the kids' Mach 6 is light, fast, and undeniably comfy. It's a lively pavement pounder geared to go the distance. The Durabrasion rubber outsole that's thicker than their adult's version has extra durability that your kids need. And my kids are getting the kick out of the shoes, and we all have a matching set now. I really like them. It's a light, fast, and undeniably comfy shoe. It's got a kid-specific design, and the fit will free your kid's inner speedster for a daily fun. The adult version is not too bad either. To learn more about the kids' Mach 6 shoe, visit today's show notes and check it out. It's a lot to be a kid nowadays. Look, in a lot of ways, things are so much easier. Kids used to do so much more labor. Not that long ago, kids had to work in factories and mines. Also, not that long ago, kids were alone a lot more. The world was more dangerous. The world was a far more bigoted and prejudiced place. Bullies were more prevalent and able to get away with more. And in the not-so-distant past, teachers could hit students. So yeah, your kids have it easier than you did as a kid and your parents before them. That doesn't mean it's easy to be a kid. As we've said here before, it's hard. It always has been, and it always will be. It's hard to be your kid, as we've said, but it's hard to be a kid in this world. Imagine a girl today who decides to cut her hair short. Not that long ago, this would have been just an interesting fashion choice. Maybe somebody would call her a tomboy. Today, it's a decision fraught with culture war expectations. Now people are politely and awkwardly asking them about their pronouns. Maybe certain parents or grandparents are angry or concerned. The kid didn't ask for any of this. They're just being a kid, doing what kids do, which is make unusual choices. And now adults are intruding in their world, making it more than it potentially is. Think about a boy who is uncomfortable and insecure about his place in the world. So he teases a classmate. Not long ago, this would have happened on the playground, the words disappearing as soon as they're said, even if they left a mark on the recipient. But now there is a record of it. Indeed, a record of everything he looks up, says, jokes about, is wrong about, all of it online. He's lost his space to be stupid, even to be a jerk, and thus also lost the chance to grow and learn and ultimately distance himself from this immature version of himself. This is not an easy world to navigate, even if it's an easier world than a world of child labor or infant mortality. We should sympathize with our kids about this, not mock them for being soft. Because as far as they're concerned, their world is not soft at all. It's filled with landmines. It's confusing and overwhelming and as unfair and harsh as it's ever been. And that's not their fault. It's ours. Hey, thank you for listening to the Daily Dad Podcast. Leave us a review in iTunes. It helps a great deal. Really appreciate it. And of course, if you know any other dads who could benefit from these messages, please let them know.